Brendan, I'll just sort of open it up to you to start. Is there anything that you want to say before we fire away with some questions here?
I'm happy and excited to be a New England Patriot. You know, I'm looking forward to contributing the best way I can to this team this year.
And I wanted to ask you just your impressions of being around the facility. What have been some of your first impressions of the stadium, the people you've met?
Oh, everyone in-house was great. You know, they showed me a great time the little time I was there. They treated me with first class. You know, went out to eat with the DB coach, and I enjoyed myself. You know, I met some of the guys around the locker room, two players. You know, strength and conditioning coach showed me two videos of his program, which I was very impressed with. So, looking forward to get up there.
And we just got off the line with Darrell Revis. So just sort of with that in mind, Brendan, what are your thoughts on sort of teaming up with him and the other defensive backs, you and Darrell, as a 1-2 combination?
Oh, it's going to be fun. You know, not just him, but a lot of other DBs up there. Very good football players. McCourty's a good football player himself, you know. And back to Revis, you know, he's one of those guys that I studied. You know, he's really good technician, you know, so to say. You know, he's always seemed like he's got a good base, you know, a good balance in his back pedal. So, you know, it'll be fun to play with someone like that. You know, it'll always be someone to push me, sort of like what I had with Richard Sherman and those guys, that group up there. We kind of push each other day in, day out.
Brendan, I know you've played some safety over the course of your career. Have they talked to you at all about playing safety? And if so, what would be your comfort level with that position?
Oh, no, they haven't talked to me about playing safety. You know, so far it's just I'm here to play cornerback. And, you know, I play wherever need be. You know, I just want to play football, and I'm fortunate to be playing for a team like that.
Next question, Jeff Howe.
Hey, Brendan, I was actually going to ask you the safety question, but I'll just for the sake of clarity, another question. Could you give us the details of why you were suspended? And, you know, there's so much out there. It'd be easy if we could just clarify your situation with that and the program and all that other stuff.
I'll say a little bit, but I don't think I want to go into details, you know, the simple fact that I want to keep that behind me and move on forward from that situation, you know, and like I said earlier, I just want to contribute to the pack, you know, and leave that in the past. But what I can say, the last few months, you know, my future has been in a dark place, you know. And I made a few mistakes, and that's one of the mistakes I regret, you know. But I look forward to righting my wrongs, you know. And I'm blessed with the opportunity to come play in the league, you know, and start on the good foot, so to say.
Welcome to town, Brendan. Just curious, did the Seahawks show much interest in bringing you back? Did that hurt at all why they didn't want you back? I mean, did you expect to kind of be a free agent and to play elsewhere this year?
Yeah, I kind of expected to be a free agent and play elsewhere this year. There's so many good football players up there that are young, you know, and I understand it's a business. You know, they got some guys they got to take care of, you know, that are much younger than me that will be around for longer. So, there was a hard feeling there, you know. I got text messages from Coach Carroll, you know, and those guys are always good to me. So, you know, they don't always have a sense of my heart. You know, they gave me a shot back at the league, you know, coming out of the NFL anyway.
And how tough was it for you to have to watch the Super Bowl on TV this year?
Oh, it was tough, man. I watched my guys out there and go get it. But at the same time, I also enjoyed it as well. You know, because it seemed like they had a good beat on Peyton Manning and guys, and they played a little faster than the Broncos did. So it was exciting to see those guys playing like we know how to play ball. It looked like almost like a glorified practice, so to say. Not to say anything bad about the Broncos, but you know, watching those guys run and execute the plays that we executed all season long, it was awesome to see the game turn out the way it did.
Yeah, Brendan, I know you're obviously allowed to participate with the team for everything up until the beginning of this season, but are you concerned having to miss those first four games might hold back your transition to the new system or not?
Oh, no, not at all. You know, this is something I knew I was going to have to deal with, you know, and it's just simple as that. That's something I'm going to have to deal with. You know, I'm going to find my best with the time I get as far as minicamp, off-season workouts, you know, to that point. You know, I'm going to give it all I got, try to learn the system. And what's so unique is, you know, a lot of the stuff I'll be doing on defense I did in Seattle. You know, the only thing changes is the terminology. You know, and I was also told, you know, play a lot of man-to-man, which is my strong suit. So, you know, I'll take it inside and can't wait to get back out there.
You've talked about, you know, Seattle. I mean, it seemed like you had several suitors, especially in the last couple of days before you signed with the Patriots. What was it about New England that, you know, made you stay in Foxborough and get that contract done rather than visit other teams?
Well, the organization, you know, first class, you know, I watched them, you know, win multiple Super Bowls and always have a chance to compete at getting to the big one, you know, and even an organization like Seattle, you know, going up and coming, you know, it was only right for me to come over here to New England and have a shot at, you know, playing in the big one. And, you know, my goal was to win the big one, so. That's part of the reason why I made the decision to come to New England.
My question was actually similar to your answer there. I was going to ask you, how much did watching the Super Bowl, not being able to play in it, contribute to coming to a winning program like the Patriots?
Lowered.
Yeah, like I just said, you know, I know it, I'll have a shot at it, you know, playing in New England. You know, there's a great group of guys, great group of players that I'll just play with and I'll play for, so I'm looking forward to it.
Brandon, welcome to New England. And following along the line of thinking of the past several questions in terms of you're missing your first four games, as you thought about the teams that were inquiring about you and wanted to have you come play for them, did the fact you were going to miss the first four games play into the type of team and type of organization that you wanted to join, knowing there would be a time lapse at some point between camp and when you get back on the field?
Actually, no, I didn't think about that too much. The decision wasn't too hard, you know. I didn't say anything bad about those other organizations, but, you know, I was lucky that my first trip was to New England, and, you know, I got to meet the coaches. Like I said, it was a bunch of great guys in that locker room and in that building. You know, they made me feel at home, you know. So that was part of the decision, you know, not only am I coming to play for a great organization, you know, they treated me like they really wanted me, so. I'm excited to get up there and show them what I can contribute to the team.
Brandon, you touched on the competition you had in Seattle with Richard Sherman and how you guys pushed one another. You guys are known for your physicality, and of course there's the mentality there. How would you describe it, and do you foresee with Durrell bringing a similar physicality to the New England secondary?
I didn't understand that totally, but try to answer that question. You know, from what I understand, they're going to have us matching up with God, you know, and our strong suit is man-to-man. My strongest suit is man-to-man. And so our main thing up there in Seattle was speak. You know, that's what we did day in, day out. You know, and I think if we come with that mentality with the group of guys I'll be playing with in New England, you know, it'll be beneficial to what we're trying to get accomplished, you know, over the season.
Hey, Brandon, it's Barry here. Just wondering, the shoe kind of dropped on Durrell Revis a little bit before you made your visit. Just did that play at all into your thinking as well as the organization coming here? And then, two, obviously you have the suspension to deal with. Did that hinder, I guess, any negotiations you had with this team and others when you were out there on the market?
Well, I was actually fortunate to a good deal done with them, you know, and, you know, it probably did hinder us going anywhere else, but, hey, I wound up where I want to be, you know. And about Durrell Revis, like I said earlier, he's a great football player. He's one of the guys that I studied, you know, across the league. There are a few guys that I like to watch him, you know, to be able to play with that guy, man, it'll be fun. So he's actually the only guy I actually trade or exchange a jersey with. So that's the kind of respect I got for that guy's game, you know, and, I just look forward to playing and playing alongside him and the rest of those guys.
Brandon, without having played you know, for some of the eight games last year and sitting out these first four. Where would you assess your, you know, your conditioning and, you know, do you feel like you're close to game shape?
Well, first game won't be for a while. You know, working out is one of my strong suits. I like to train, you know, in the off season. So, you know, I'll be ready. You know, no one's always I truly believe that's what training camps are for, you know, to get you in shape for the regular season, you know, and playoff season. But I love to work out. That's just part of who I am, part of my makeup. So, you know, I'll come in shape, you know, in the best shape of my ability, you know, and I'll come do my part.
Brandon, it might be somewhat silly to ask, but if I heard you right, I think you said you went out to dinner with one of the defensive back coaches. Did they take you to the fine dining in the city, or did you go the low budget route over to the Red Wing on Route 1 there outside the stadium?
Oh, we went right across the stadium at a sushi spot. Not sure what that whole little section called where the Renaissance Hotel is.
There you go.
Want to say the craft on that little spot right there. I enjoyed myself. I had good sushi.